Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday is brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. By Apex Entertainment. Visit 100,000 square feet of pure fun at Apex in Marlboro. And by 110 Grill. Visit one of the 34 locations throughout New England for modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere. And Ty Law, with a Buffalo Bills loss last night, somehow the New England Patriots find themselves in first place in the division this morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Good morning, guys. It feels even better right now. When was the last time we've been leading in the division? I mean, when's it been?
Wow. Curtis, as a savant, would probably
That would be week one last year with the Gatorade bath at 1-0. They were tied.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
That's been a long time, man. Hey, I love what I'm seeing out there, and I think it's up for grabs, man. Just the AFC, right? I mean, this is a great time to be a pretty decent football team because it ain't a lot of good football being played right now. I understand injuries happen, but it is a great time to be a Patriot. We're on the come up. We're feeling that the nostalgia of the old school, you know, the wins, and we finding ways to win, all kind of ways, man. I love it. I love it.
Does it surprise you when it comes to Mike Vrabel that he has been able to turn this around so quickly here?
I'm not surprised that Mike Vrabel. I'm more surprised at the team responding because, I mean, still a lot of people on there from last year. You know what I mean? It's like you don't know what to expect. A new coach coming in, man. So I had all the faith in the world for Mike Vrabel. I didn't have so much faith in the overall team. And Mike Vrabel, hey, that's why he get paid the big bucks, goddamn.
Ty, I think a lot of that has to do, and you've been in locker rooms before, when you start to bring in guys, and there's still a lot of guys from last year, but I think he brought in a lot of guys that have kind of basically pressed his message in that locker room. And I think that's why you kind of see the culture changing. How important it is to have guys in the locker room, you know, sending that message out to the guys that are new or were here last year?
I mean, it's very important because you're going to need the locker room to carry the team forward. I mean, it's one thing about the coach. You're always going to be looked at the coach, but who was going to be policing within the locker room? And that's the one thing that we had for so many years. It started, you know, with, you know, our group, Wiggy, and it just carried over. And the guys were able to stay around for a period of time, you know, with free agency and everything nowadays. You know, ain't no telling how long you're going to be anywhere. You know what I mean? Because everybody out there got to go out there and try to get the bag. But we had enough people there year after year and learned what the Patriot way was, which people quoted it the Patriot way. It's going to be interesting now that Mike Vrabel was there. He's installing his version of the Patriot way, and hopefully those guys and the new free agents that's coming in, they're going to say, okay, this is what it's all about. So I love what they're doing right now. The leadership is there. We have us a damn quarterback. He's going to the Pro Bowl. I'm going to tell you right now, Drake May is going to be a Pro Bowler. I don't know about MVP Shine, but he's definitely going to be a Pro Bowler, man. So I love what they got going on right now.
Well, that can count as this week's Drake Take from Ty Law, and that's presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. There was, when it comes to pumping the brakes, there was some Drake as MVP talk on this very radio station yesterday, which It's a little bit early for me on that. But Ty, you've been impressed with him.
Too early.
You've been impressed with him for quite some time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just see how he's managing the game, and you think about it. Stephon Diggs had the monster game. We was waiting for him to break out. Guess what? You think it'll carry over to the next week? No, he did what he had to do. Of course, we had the one big catch callback, but he's finding ways to get everybody involved. You know what I mean? That's the thing that I'm most impressed about. Not only is his patience and how he's handling himself, you know, in situations, he's spreading the ball around. Again, it brings us back to Tom Brady as far as, you know, not having that premier wide receiver. He's finding ways to win. So who's ever open, I'm going to get you the ball. He's making the right reads and the right plays, and that's what you need as a quarterback, especially.
Ty?
That he's the future.
Okay. AAF phone if Ken Laird is listening. Yeah, yes.
Ty, we talked a lot about officiating yesterday when it comes to this game. As a former player, is it more frustrating for you to watch the way in which the refs call it, or do you think that the non-football players are blowing it out of proportion?
The non-football players, but the refs, let's keep it real. They're human, but some of them stink. Some of them stink. I can't get fined. We can say it. We couldn't say this while we was playing, but some of them, they need to go back to referee, you know, community college or something, because, I mean, I don't get it. You know, they need to go whatever the college is for referees. You know, I can't get fined now, so I'm enjoying talking about, you know, the lack of preparation sometimes, you know what I mean? And I understand it's a hard game. It's the eye, but you got all this technology now. You got to use it because some of those referees, I think they're playing favoritism at times. You know, I mean, I've seen this whole clip. I'm not saying that that's what's going on with the Kansas City. I know it's conspiracy theory with the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's put that out there. But they made some damn good points. He made a video where it was a day. I don't know who this guy was. It was some damn good points that it's like they're embedded within the league or something. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I ain't saying nobody's cheating, but the referees, they need to do better.
Yeah,
they need to do better.
Week one, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, there was a ticky-tack PI called against the Chiefs that all of a sudden was picked up.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, watching the Pop Douglas call that was negating that unbelievable touchdown against the who the hell they play on Sunday?
Saints.
God, my brain. Was awful. And I thought, if ever there was a time to pick up an effing flag, that was it. And they didn't. And it's just enraging. Watching games, it is ruining the enjoyment of what is otherwise the greatest entertainment we have in America right now.
And I can agree with you, Dad, but we're not there yet. I mean, the old Patriots, we might have got those calls in the pickup. Hell, we had a guy by the name of Tom Brady and all that stuff over there. We can keep the thing going. But we ain't there yet at the pitch, so we're not going to get those calls. It's kind of like, you know, basketball. You know, you got to earn it, I guess. I guess Kansas City earned it. You can't you touch Michael Jordan, damn it, foul. You touch LeBron James, damn it, foul. You know, the rest of them in there, oh, I mean, hell no. Get up, walk, and shake it off. You know, you ain't getting no foul. So that's how I look at it. You got to earn your stripes. You know, like they earn their stripes. I don't know how they got them. Like I said, community college referees. But you got to earn your stripes in the NFL.
Listen, you can.
You're going to get some calls.
You can debate the PI call, those PI calls all day long. It's just something I don't think we've ever seen where. And the explanation from the refs afterwards was so weird, where you basically have special teams out there
right. Lining
up, and then suddenly upon reflection, the ref is like, well, wait a minute, you know, I saw a block downfield and I got to wait until the pass is thrown for the flag to be thrown. It's the most... I've never seen it ever in the and
right.
You played Wiggy for a long time,
which doesn't make sense, because if there is a block downfield, they throw the flag right away.
Right.
So they always do that. You see it all the time. If you're blocking downfield as a receiver on a screen play, and the ball's not out, they're throwing that flag right away.
So they're not waiting until the pass is thrown.
No.
And then reflecting afterwards for 2 minutes about what progressing, you know, the ref said he needed to progress through his mind.
Rewind.
The other thing was, Greg, it's one thing if the Patriots get the touchdown and they go to the sideline celebrating it because it benefits them to act like everything's fine. The Saints were all off the field, too. It's not like anybody on the Saints actually thought there was a pass interference on the play.
Right.
No. Ty, you know what I would do? And Curtis has been asking the question, how do we fix this? And I've been thinking about this for the past couple of days. Shine brought up a good point, which I agree, is make the officials all full-time so then you can find them. But the thing that I would do, Ty, there's 7 officials on the field. I would add it to, like, I would make it to like, 10 because maybe what you need is more eyes out there.
Why not go full roster, like 53 of them?
No, no,
there,
but
right?
You know,
it's like ESPN's pregame show. There's 17 people on the desk.
But there's 11 players on the field for each team. There should be 11 referees on the field, right?
Think about this.
Yeah, they just shadow. Somebody shadows somebody, like, all game.
Right, but think about this. You have 2 guys behind the plate that are trying to watch holding. They're trying to watch, you know, illegal, all these things that are being done. I feel like sometimes you might need more eyes that can come together and go, oh, no, that wasn't a penalty.
No, but don't they get some guy for the press box doing it?
No, they just the press box.
As referee, somebody needs to ref the referees. And I know they got the instant replay. I know they always talking about, oh, such and such referee. I guess it's the celebrity referees that come on board to get a damn opinion, which I never know who any of them are, any of their names, but I guess they're the experts in this situation. They need to be at the game. And I did not know referees. I come in on Tuesdays. I'm a part-time.
Yes.
We dumped out of that S-bomb, but yes.
Okay. Hey, see, I did not know that. So, you know what? That would help. And then you can hold them accountable. If you're paying them full time, I don't know why the NFL don't have full time. That's a new one to me. So, you know, who the hell is the referee union? Yeah. Who's fighting for them? That's crazy.
Ty did or Wiggy, both of you did refs ever come up to you in game and say, "Hey, I'm sorry, I missed one. I owe you one."
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember that. But I used to go to refs before the game, the back judge, and say, "Hey, these guys are holding all the time," and maybe put that in their head. And sometimes it works because, you know, they'll like focus on that, and then you might get a little bit of a flag because you kind of always say, "Hey, they're holding. I've been watching them on film. They like to hold. Keep an eye on them."
I think what he thought you said was, "I'm holding."
No.
In case you need any after the game.
No, I ain't holding. I did some holding in the run blocking, but
they got you on a word limit.
I did the same thing with you, like, especially if you know a certain ref out there, especially if I know I'm about to play physical with this guy. You know, I used to say, hey, you know, I tried to joke about it. Hey, ref, you know, I'm about to choke the hell out of him in the first play. You know, I just let you know, so don't mind me. I'm going to choke the hell out of him. You know, get him laughing or something like that. But you got to have that relationship, if you can, with the refs. And some of them were cool. Don't get me wrong. Some of them were cool. But some of them you knew not to play with. I mean, you kind of, you know, playing for so long, you knew which refs that was cool that you can go dap up and all that. You know what I mean? So it's a chess match out there. It's definitely a chess match. But if you can get a ref on your side and he understand how you play, that advantage to you.
Titans fire their head coach yesterday. We were talking about this earlier, and Wiggy said oftentimes, well, Shine brought up the statistics on it. Oftentimes a team will play harder when their head coach has been fired. Is that a concern for the Patriots heading into the Titans this week?
I don't think so, because, I mean, it depends on who's stepping up as the head coach. Usually the interim coaches, a lot of times that guys will like their coordinator or their position coach. They like them more anyway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I mean? So not saying that they'll play hard for them, but they know all eyes are looking at them. But I ain't going to say they're going to play harder just because they're head coach. Because, hey, half the guys, and if they're in there losing, half the guys probably in there ain't like his ass anyway. You know, hey, man, get him on out of here. Because, man, people at the end of the day want to win. You know that, Wiggy, man, we want to win, man.
Oh, man.
You know, it was disappointing. Like, I was, for instance, Pete Carroll. You know, I mean, that was my guy. Some guys didn't want him. I was on the other end when I did the little interview when they getting certain guys. What do you think? Damn it, leave him here. Hell, I was still under the Pete Carroll contract when Belichick was here. I like Pete Carroll. That was me.
but you liked him.
I liked him as a coach. I'm just saying I liked him as a coach because go ahead.
You liked him because of the deal he gave you. That's
No, I was going to get that. Hey, God, believe me, Greg, I was going to get that deal anyways. Let me be a free agent. I'm out there on a free agent ticket. I was going to get my money anyway, so I'm not even going to make it about that. But, again, Pete Carroll, he was a good coach. He's a defensive back type of coach, you know what I mean? So I liked him personally. I don't think some guys liked his personality, how he was rah-rah, but I loved it. Some guys did. Some guys didn't. You have Belichick coming in with his personality, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, we wasn't getting our butts kicked with Pete Carroll. Of course, Bill Belichick was better, but I'm just saying it takes certain individuals. But when you're losing at the rate that they are losing, and it's all over the place, yeah, you got to let him go. And probably most of the guys in the locker room feel the same way.
Speaking of wild takes this morning, can we get Ty on record on your Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, Mahomes take from earlier?
Oh, I said this, Ty, and I believe it with everything I have, is that if Bill Belichick was coaching the Kansas City Chiefs right now, you would not see them struggling the way they are because Bill would get the best out of a guy like Patrick Mahomes, where I feel like sometimes Andy Reid is so like kind of like lackadaisical that they take advantage of him, and which leads to some of the poorest play we see at times.
Hey, Wiggy, man, I don't know if you can say that at this point because, you know, when you look back and you Google Bill Belichick and his record right now at this point, come on, man.
I'm not talking about Bill in college. I'm not talking about Bill in college.
Wiggy, can we just use stats here? So Tom Brady was here in 2019. Tom Brady in 2019 had a very mediocre season. The next year, he threw for 40 touchdown passes and was the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Was that the 8-0 year?
2020, were right.
That was the 8-0. They were undefeated that year.
What?
Remember, they were 8-0 through their first.
You said that Mahomes would be playing better.
Yeah, he would.
I said Mahomes stats. I'm talking about stats. Tom Brady.
No, I'm talking about the team.
16 more touchdown.
I'm talking about the team.
They won 4 more playoff games.
Has the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick's tenure ever struggled to the point that we see the Kansas City Chiefs struggling?
Didn't they win 4 games in his final year?
No. I'm talking about when they had Brady.
Oh.
When you have the best quarterback in the league.
They didn't get out of the first round of the playoffs. Mahomes has been in the AFC Championship 8 straight years.
They went to 9 Super Bowls with Belichick.
In 2019, they didn't get out of the first round of the playoffs.
That was the 8-0 year they started.
Who cares about how they started? What does that have to do with anything?
Because Tom was pissed at that time. At that time, Tom was checked out.
You said Tom Brady's tenure.
That's part of Tom Brady's tenure. You can't just make excuses now.
And they were 8-0.
It literally refutes your entire argument.
Huh? And they were 8-0.
I don't know about that take right there, Wiggy. I can't.
I'm gonna die on this one, Ty. I'm gonna die. I'm not talking about UNC Bill. That's a different Belichick. I don't know who that guy is.
Damn, I did look up Ty's contract history though, and that is a pretty good deal that you got back in '99.
Oh yeah,
7-year, 51. He should have gotten more. You should have gotten more, Ty. I think you deserve more. But a jump.
I mean, I tell my mom and dad all every day. I mean, they just selfish as hell. I mean, they just selfish. They go hook up that early. Had me in high school. Y'all could have waited 10, 15 more years, you selfish asses. You know what we'd be making right now?
Man.
I want the same DNA, everybody. I want the same DNA. But you know what we'd be making right now and they got nerve to ask me for some damn money right now. You kidding me?
I'm with you on that one.
You wouldn't be out schlepping vodka if you had that contract.
What is 7 years, 51 mil today?
I'm right with Ty. I'm like, man, my mother couldn't have waited 15 years to have me. Man.
Yeah. I mean, even 10 years. You know, I played 15 years in the NFL. Like, 10 years, man. But again, you know, it was what it was. I'm happy I'm still here alive. But, I mean, it was just a little bit of selfishness on their part. And y'all little nasty ass was in high school, too. You selfish son. Selfish.
All right. Time now for the most entertaining play of the game, which is brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Visit 100,000 square feet of pure fun at Apex in Marlboro. What do we got? What's in the running here?
First touchdown to Pop Douglas.
Yeah, that was a good one.
The first touchdown to Kayshon Booty.
That
Drake
was a
May
good
sliding
one too.
To his left.
Yeah, the catch by Booty.
Whew. Yeah, but yeah, I would say. The Booty play as well. You know what I mean? That is, yeah. I mean, it was a good overall game. Again, okay, it was the Saints. I mean, you expected to win that, but I would say, you know, that I was a top player. Speaking of Apex, guys, you know I got to throw it in there. You lined that up real good, Greg. Mm-hmm. Apex Watch Party at 1 p.m. Marlboro. That's where I'm going to be at Sunday. So that's where we're hanging out because it's an away game, and we're going to be at Apex. So everybody come on out to Apex in Marlboro. For the game, I'm going to be there. I'm hosting. We're going to see the Patriots whoop some more. No, I ain't going to say it. I'm going to say but. Mm-hmm. Chime, so you ain't got to go out. But
appreciate
you. We're going to be there hanging out. And then, hey, we're going to drink lots of Corvus. So come on out to Apex on Sunday, everybody.
Chime prefers tookus. He yes. used that on the show.
I do
earlier.
Like that word. It's a great word.
It's like my grandmother used to use that word.
You said tookus.
Tookus, yeah.
It's like a butt.
What's that? An ad?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It says a butt.
Okay.
Ty, hook me up with people at Culture in Providence, Rhode Island, trying to get out there Friday, big dog. If you know anybody.
Okay. Oh yeah, man. Yeah, I got you, man. I got you, Hollywood Wiggy.
Yeah, Joshua Hernandez is going to be out there with a lot of tookus floating around.
Yeah. That's what they're going to say. It's going to be a lot of. Took us out there at the halftime show, huh, Chime? Yeah. I like that one. I gotta use that one. It roll off the tongue.
It's a great
word,
Ty.
Okay.
Took us.
Yeah, I got it, man. We ain't never heard that one in the hood right there. I like that one.
You really don't. You don't often hear it in the hood, I don't think. I mean, I'm not there, though.
No, definitely not.
No, it's...
I ain't never heard that one, man. That's a new name. You learn something every day. That's why I love you guys, man. You expand my vocabulary.
Yes. Hook me up, big dog, and I'm gonna need a room, too.
Coco, you said you heard it before? Coco, you heard that with your grandma?
Yeah,
you said
I know.
That
my Arlene Cox, one of her favorite words.
Said tookus a
yeah.
lot?
Yeah. All right.
Well, when Shine was single, he used to get more tookus than a toilet seat.
I don't want to. Hey, now that I know what it means, I mean, you don't want to be disrespectful, but just as a joke, because me and my mom, we like that. I'm like, Mom... Somebody told me, I said, kiss my cookies. And she's going to be like, what the hell is that? then when I tell her that, she'll smack the hell out of me.
Right.
Kiss my all cookies. Right.
Wait till you're in the car.
Tatas and cookies.
All right, Ty Law. Okay. Thank you. We'll talk to you again next
Thanks,
week.
Guys. Hey, I'm in studio next week, guys. Look forward to seeing you. I'll be in studio next week.
Okay, excellent. We will see you here in beautiful St. Brighton next week. That is Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday at WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.